95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Our Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, are not only hardworking and passionate on the field, but off the field as well. The team's philanthropic priority is an initiative that includes the signature fundraising event, the Eagles Autism Challenge. The Philadelphia Eagles work to raise awareness surrounding autism and develop meaningful relationships within that community. Today's guest is the executive director of the Eagles Autism Challenge, Ryan Hammond. Ryan, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Kathy. So excited to be here.
Speaking of that connection with the Eagles in the community, did you see former Eagles long snapper John Dornbos? He's on Ellen every once in a while.
Yes.
Now, and they brought a local kid who had autism on the show. Did you see that?
I did. And we actually helped make that happen.
Oh, you did?
We did. So Ben, he is one of our Eagles Autism Challenge ambassadors. He was one of our top fundraisers last year. Being on the spectrum, he is just a huge champion of the community and also a great self-advocate. And he raised over $7,000 last year. So very proud of it. But we also had him take part in our Eagles ring ceremony, which was really special. We had him bring up the trophy at the ring ceremony where all the players and staff received their rings that night. So there was no media allowed. It was just really everyone getting a ring, their guest, and Ben. Ben, you know, brought that trophy up to the stage because Jeffrey Lurie, who really is a visionary behind the Eagles Autism Challenge, really wanted to make sure that everything we do weaves in the autism community. And Ben was definitely there representing them that evening.
Oh, that's great. So talk about Jeffrey Lurie and his connection to all of this.
So Jeffrey, again, is the visionary behind the Eagles Autism Challenge. He and his family have supported autism for just a number of years. In fact, his mother's foundation has probably given about $100 million in autism research in the Boston area. And they have a personal connection to autism. And he felt that how to leverage our platform, being an NFL team, being the Philadelphia Eagles, can we advance the autism community and really create a positive connection around autism and also raise much needed funds? So I think it took him a little while to get to a place where he didn't want to do it based on his personal connection and wanted to do it because the families needed a voice. And that's exactly what he did. The family connection led him down this path, but it was the 1 in 59 of prevalence of kids being diagnosed with autism that really made him use this platform to bring people together, to create awareness, and more importantly, change that awareness into action.
Do you know anything about the medical community taking away the term Asperger's? And now children and adults are considered on the spectrum.
Right. So now it's really collective and it's, you know, you're across the spectrum. You're not going to be Asperger's or autism, it's really going to be under the same umbrella. And that presents some challenges because some people who had identified with Asperger's their whole life feel connected to that diagnosis. And you have the other folks that are, you know, more on the broader spectrum or more involved in the spectrum being declared autism, you know, from a diagnosis standpoint and having that identity throughout their lifetime. So it's definitely interesting the way that they've advanced the diagnosing to be more inclusive of really the entire spectrum instead of subcategories within it.
Do you know why they did that?
I think it just really had to do with the diagnosing and how they were categorizing, you know, what are the symptoms of autism? What basic characteristics were you presenting that had you fall under the spectrum? And then, again, how they're looking at it as a whole and providing support and benefits and obviously the interventions that are needed to help improve the qualities of life no matter where you fell.
Talk a little bit more about the Autism Challenge itself and exactly what it is and what the team's involvement is.
Absolutely. So the Eagles Autism Challenge is certainly more than a day. Our event is actually presented by Lincoln Financial Group, and they have been such tremendous partners to help us kind of obviously names our stadium. And now they see the alignment that we have with this commitment to the community and joined us for this effort. And the day includes bike ride with 3 cycling routes, 15, 30, and 50 miles, all sponsored by Wawa. And they are named after the Hoagies. So the junior, the shorty, and the classic routes.
Okay,
there
perfect.
You go. Yeah. And then also we have the 5 Below 5K, which is for families to run, walk, to kind of celebrate being together. All of the events actually start and end at the Lincoln Financial Field. So you kind of go out Lincoln Financial Way for whatever level of participation that you are enjoying that day. And everyone ends crossing the 50-yard line. So it really is an event that brings people together. Based on what we learned last year at our first event, we saw that even some of the members of the autism community might have had challenges with the 5K being the distance. You couldn't just kind of cut it short, or, you know, the fact that when you entered the stadium, the drum line was playing. So we actually included an additional level of participation this year, which is the sensory walk. So that way, if you need a quieter feel, a shorter distance, something more manageable, especially if you are participating with your family member on the spectrum, we're able to provide that experience as well. But again, you're still coming out, finishing on the 50-yard line and joining all of us that came together that day, raised money to support autism, and investing it all in thought leadership across Philadelphia. I'll just share a little bit about the uniqueness of our event. Is typically there's been a culture of you register an event and you participate. And we're actually asking people to join us as leaders. For every level of participation, there's actually a fundraising goal that we set for you. And I think for some people, it could have been scary at first to say, you want me to raise $350 to do your 5K. I've never raised money before in my life. And I think, again, it was just taking a step back, knowing that maybe this event isn't for everyone from a participation standpoint, but everyone can be involved. You can be a donor, you can be an advocate, you can share information. But those who did come together, we knew that it would really create a powerful movement in bringing much needed philanthropy to autism, and more importantly, to Philadelphia. And knowing that we have such amazing institutions, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Drexel University, Thomas Jefferson, University Health, those are three institutions we started with a commitment as founding beneficiaries. So last year we raised $2.5 million, and every dollar is being invested in autism research at those institutions. And this year we're actually expanding our reach and really leveraging this funding that we're able to bring and being good stewards of philanthropy, vetting the research and having it be a proposal-driven, merit-based process where other institutions can apply in for funding. But every dollar raised through the Eagles Autism Challenge, all of our participants, we had 3,300 last year. We're hoping to surpass that. But every dollar will be invested into autism research and care. And more importantly, it will help elevate Philadelphia on a global scale in autism. And we really hope that we can help families today and tomorrow as a result.
And when is the event? What is the date of the event?
So the event is on May 18th, 2019. So registration is actually open, and you can register to ride a bike, 15, 30, 50 miles. You can run a 5K or join us in the sensory walk. And for those who maybe can't participate that day, maybe have physical limitations, or just, you know, are remote and not local at that time, they can be virtual participants. So they can still contribute in a meaningful way, be a part of the event, and again, be recognized as this community with the Philadelphia Eagles to really, again, change that awareness into action. And what's amazing is that our entire team participates. So our players are there for all of our riders doing the 50 mile. A van door opens and here comes Carson Wentz high-fiving you, telling you to, you know, have a great ride, taking selfies with you. So seeing our players interact with our participants, being there when they cross the finish line, and then also participating themselves. So Coach Peterson allowed our players to actually participate in either the 15 mile or the 5K.
And they did some of them participate?
They did. They registered. They raised money. I know Jake Elliott put it on his Twitter. One day met his fundraising goal. So they saw how easy it was. Yeah. And again, it just goes to show when the commitment is at the highest level from our owner, and it's really his vision of what he wants to accomplish off the field, everyone just lines up to say, how can I help? What can I do? And that goes from our entire office staff all the way through the players. I mean, Coach Peterson had me at a team meeting, and I got to stand in front of the guys and tell them about this event. And, you know, the hands go up. So do you expect us to fundraise? And it was like, absolutely. We're all in this together. So to see the players respond, Jason Kelsey, they had a team and ran the 5K. We had Alshon did the 15-mile bike ride along with some of our other players. And I think that will just was the beginning, and we'll see more and more players engaged and participating. But of the, I guess we had about 90 guys at that time, because we just have the draft and we have off season where our roster is a little larger. We probably only had five that weren't there. So they were there signing autographs, cheering, giving out medals.
So they're really involved in this event. If you go to this event, you are going to see a player.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at people who participated last year, just the photos they've posted and shared, you will see that it truly is an organizational commitment. And I mean, I think that's what we have from a value proposition, right? We have people that want to connect with our team. And if we have an event and we're asking you to raise money and we're asking you to be a leader, we're going to deliver by providing that unique experience with engaging with our players, you know, having the chance to take your photo with them, meet them, and also just see, again, them also being a part of the community that's supporting those with autism.
How is it working for a team that won the Super Bowl?
I don't think the stars could have aligned any better. You know, Jeffrey was very intentional with last year launching the Eagles Autism Challenge, really making our priority for our organization around autism. And then to have the Super Bowl just put wind in your sails. I don't know, you know, when you look at first year events, to have the success of 3,300 participants, $2.5 million raised that we were able to then donate is just incredible. So now it's about building on that success. It's about continuing to engage those that participated, but also to expand our network. Those who maybe didn't or wanted to learn more about it and see how it worked out. It's the challenge of creating a can't miss event that never happened before is what we were up against last year. But I think the Super Bowl certainly was a way to just really inspire people to just jump in. And I think, you know, again, what doesn't want to be a part of the organization at that time and to see what we were able to accomplish on the field and really just kind of soar with us to new sites in this venture.
Did you go to the Super Bowl?
I did. I went to the Super Bowl. So interesting story. I worked for the team from 98 to 2008 and was in the marketing side and had two daughters really close together. And I was expecting my third. Ended up kind of going into nonprofit because the rigor of the schedule with the season, it just, you know, it was something that with three kids under three, I just didn't think I could do. And loved my time there and always, you know, stayed in touch with them, but went to St. Joe's and had the opportunity to work with a family who were about to make a $7 million donation to found an autism center on campus at St. Joe's University, the Kinney Center for Autism Education Support. And just my unique experience, I think, in the business community and with the Eagles and strategic planning and opening a stadium, I think it just aligned really well what they were looking for to start this center and really, you know, make it something bigger than they've ever seen and go beyond the boundaries of just the institution. So I kind of jumped in and, you know, it's funny, I didn't have that personal connection with autism, but when you meet a family that's going to put trust in you to carry out their vision every day, it becomes personal. For me, I spent 9 years there helping to build the Kinney Center to where it is today. It has national recognition. They're training now over 150 undergraduates a year in the field of autism and serving over 800 families. It's a self-funded strategic asset of the university. So really proud of how far it's come. But
you sound like you might still be involved, are you?
So I actually still serve on the board there. So I'm an advisory board member. And that was something that was, you know, really interesting when I had this opportunity to talk to our president, Don Smolensky, and then eventually Jeffrey about this autism initiative. We had stayed connected despite the fact that I had not been with the team for 9 years. And Jeffrey actually was philanthropically supporting my work at the Kinney Center, being autism, you know, close to him. And I always kept them informed of what I was doing beyond kind of my days at the Eagles and, you know, had a phone call and a breakfast with Don Smolensky about this autism initiative and just gave him some honest feedback about how I thought they really can get this off the ground and weave it authentically within the brand. Not have people question, well, why autism? And really just have people automatically make that connection. I talked to Jeffrey shortly thereafter. And in our conversation, you know, I wasn't setting out to leave Kinney at the time. But when I talked to Jeffrey and had that moment of here was the ability to accept someone's responsibility for their vision and carry this out. And when he said to me his first priority was the Super Bowl and his second was the success of this initiative, I knew that this is where I needed to be. And the family that were the founders of the Kinney Center were very supportive of me and actually philanthropically supporting me here in this role as well, which is incredible. Because again, we're all in this together and we've been bound by going through all this and growing a center and really responding to the needs of families and changing lives. And to be able to increase this opportunity through the Eagles brand is just, I think, been incredible for everyone. So I started back at the Eagles the Wednesday before the NFC Championship games.
Last year?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you just got back.
Just got back. Okay. So it was last winter that I was having those conversations, last November, December. Part of it was, well, I work in autism and those guys don't do well with transition. So I need to make sure I give enough time and have a transition plan as the executive director. So I thought it was December. Wasn't sure how long the Eagle season was going, but I'm like, let me just wait and start the next semester at St. Joe's. I worked the Tuesday at St. Joe's was the first day of the second semester. And that Wednesday, I came back to the Eagles. And that Saturday night, we won the NFC Championship game. And within 2 weeks, we were at the Super Bowl.
So you went to the Super Bowl with the team?
Went to the Super Bowl with the team. My husband and my three daughters were there with me. And I have a Super Bowl ring I actually brought to show you.
Oh, you did? Oh my gosh, get it out. Yes.
Yeah.
And did you grow up an Eagles fan?
I did. I mean, I'm the oldest of three girls from Delaware County, you know, went to my first Eagles game as a kid with my dad and have just been a fan, you know, had the Eagles starter jacket, you know, back in the 90s and just have always been a fan and had the opportunity to spend the first 10 years of my career there. It really felt like coming back home. I knew when I left, it was really hard, but I felt the needs of my family changed. And then finding that calling to nonprofit, and more importantly, autism, you know, was where my path was going. But to think it led me back there is just unbelievable. And I never would have anticipated it, but I'm so happy that I'm here and really have the opportunity to work closely with Jeffrey to change the world.
We just got back from London. Were you at the London game?
I was.
You were there too?
Yes.
So that was a fun game.
It really was. And fun facts about the Eagles Autism Challenge and this commitment, it really is, you know, I talked about when I consider coming back, weaving it into our brand authentically. It's really now a part of everything that we're doing. From when you visit our stadium, you can go to guest services and get a sensory bag for, you know, to meet your child or the person you're giving care to's needs at the game with you. Because autism is tricky. You're putting them in an environment in a game where it's sensory overload, but you have a no reentry rule, right? So how do we mitigate that and support families' needs, having quiet spaces? So that's all taken place this season, which has been great. But then again,
you're giving these children an opportunity to come to a game.
Oh, yeah. And that's our goal, really, is inclusion, neurodiversity. I mean, that all falls under what the Eagles Autism Challenge is all about. So we took it to London. I had met with Jeffrey and like, what are we going to do in London around autism? And worked really hard with our partners and had a discussion actually the Friday evening before our game with Dr. Simon Baron-Cohen, who's a lead researcher out of Cambridge, and some folks from SAP, who is one of our partners for the Eagles Autism Challenge. And we had a discussion on leveraging your platform for inclusion and neurodiversity. So had folks locally from the UK that are starting inclusion initiatives in their workforce attend, in addition to some of our clients and executives that were traveling with us, and just had, you know, an amazing dialogue there. On Sunday, we actually surprised a family with the NFL works with the teams to give them Super Bowl tickets to give us surprises for fans. And knowing that I had a pair to use for the Eagles Autism Challenge, thought really long and hard about how there's so many great stories. There's so many great people. How do you pick one? So when we were going to London, we actually had a family come from the Netherlands to participate in May at our first Eagles Autism Challenge. And I reached out. I actually thought it was a mistake. I reached out and I was trying to find the furthest participant just to see, you know, where we were bringing people in. And I saw this family register from the Netherlands. And I reached out and I said, so are you really coming to Philadelphia for the Eagles Autism Challenge? And the father, his name is Bram, said to me, yes, I saw this through my company that they're involved. And my son is 8 years old, has autism. It's been tough. And I need to bring him to America to show him a positive connection about autism. So he's like, we're signed up. We're coming. Made arrangements to meet him while he was in town. And then when obviously we were playing in London, reached out to him and said, hey, we're crossing the ocean your way. Why don't you join us at the game? So that was how it started, is that he was going to bring his son to the Eagles game and we were going to get the chance to see them while they were there. And then when the opportunity with the Super Bowl tickets came up, we decided to make that another part of the Eagles Autism Challenge trip to London. So brought Bram and his son, Diamond, on the field before the game to watch warmups. And Jeffrey actually came over and thanked them for coming all the way to participate in the Eagles Autism Challenge and then surprised them with a trip to the Super Bowl. So those were kind of my Eagles Autism Challenge responsibilities over there, was having a really important dialogue around autism and inclusion with some key community members, but then a really intimate experience with a family who participated in the Eagles Autism Challenge, is affected by autism, with something that I'm sure they will never forget. So
surprise them with tickets to this coming Super Bowl?
Yes, to coming Super Bowl. So as part of the league gives us 5 pairs to surprise people with. This actually was one of the pairs we used to surprise them. So we just felt like, you know, you hit international fan, you hit autism, and for Jeffrey to be able to make that connection there as well, it just seemed, again, one of those perfect opportunities that we wanted to include in this trip that we had. So,
well, that's great. It's very interesting and it's a great thing that you're doing. And I think it seems as though the organization made the right choice by getting you back from St. Joe's. I'm sure St. Joe's was sad to lose you, and it's good that you're still on the board, but it seems like you're a perfect fit for this position and for this show, too. That's what our show is about, is influential women in the area and doing things to make a change. And that's exactly what you're doing. And it's nice that you're using the platform of the Philadelphia Eagles to do that, because sometimes people don't realize when you have such a big platform like that, that you should be using it. So you talked about the Eagles players raising money for the bike ride and the walk run. They use that platform to raise money. You know, they took advantage of that. And like you said, some of the players raised the money in probably just a few hours by after posting it on social media.
Yeah, and we had Connor Barwin came back to participate. We actually had Ziggy Hood from the Redskins. He has a son on the spectrum. He's a huge advocate. He came up to participate as well. We had Deshaun Hamilton, who was just drafted by the Broncos. He was a Penn Stater. His brothers served as inspiration for him on the autism spectrum, connected him with this event. So it goes beyond our organization. It goes beyond Philadelphia. It's really about how do we bring people together. And again, we're aware of autism, but it's time to take action. And also, I think what all kind of comes back to that comment from Bram, the father from the Netherlands. You know, autism isn't usually talked about openly. When it is, people are really scared to approach the subject. They don't want to offend anyone. So people aren't open with their diagnosis. So I think, you know, when the Eagles can focus on it and make a family feel like if the Eagles are saying autism's okay, it's okay. And, you know, we're putting it in the mainstream in a way that we're talking about it. We're showcasing families, you know, no matter where they fall on the spectrum, those super high functioning guys, but also the lower functioning guys that might be nonverbal. And, you know, the only thing they might say is go Eagles. So it's pretty exciting to kind of see how we're making so many different connections with the community and giving families hope, and not just hope by us bringing people together, but then raising money and knowing that we're investing it in just really cutting edge research.
If you'd like to find out more information about the Eagles Autism Challenge, you can go to eaglesautismchallenge.org. Ryan, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you so much for having me. Hopefully you learned a little bit more about the challenge, and we'll see you on May 18th.
Absolutely. May 18th is the Eagles Autism Challenge. Again, the website, eaglesautismchallenge.org. Thanks so much for joining me this Sunday. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your day.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.